You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the US, the Food and Drug Administration recently expanded its blood donation eligibility criteria for men who have sex with men, or MSM. MSM will now only have to wait 3 months to donate blood if they have had anal sex with a new sexual partner or more than one sexual partner. The federal agency said it will now recommend an individual-based risk assessment to be asked to every blood donor, regardless of their sexual orientation, gender, or sex. However, in Aotearoa, we have not followed Canada and the US in changing blood donation policies that were implemented at the beginning of the AIDS epidemic in 1980. Many now view these restrictions as discriminatory, unnecessarily restricted, and inconsistent with modern HIV prevention approaches. The New Zealand Blood Service would not be interviewed, but did provide a statement to 95BFM. They say that they recognise this as an important issue for many New Zealanders, and as more countries move to a deferral criteria based on individual behaviours, it will increase the body of evidence necessary for the blood service to make an informed recommendation to MedSafe about changes to our own donor behaviour deferral criteria. I spoke to Tony Srampon, a PhD student from the School of Population Health and Medicine at the University of Auckland, who is investigating attitudes and behaviours towards blood donation among gay and bisexual men. Srampon is also a part of the SPOTS study, which is aiming to provide vital evidence based on New Zealand data that will help inform future recommendations. I started off our interview asking Srampon what these changes in the US mean for the country's blood supply.
Before, if you're a man who's had sex with another man, now that is anal, oral, protected or unprotected, you are deferred from donating for 3 months. So the new change that's come in means that there are low-risk gay men who can donate. So this means monogamous gay and bisexual men and those who've not had anal sex with new partners in the last 3 months can now donate blood.
In Aotearoa, men who have sex with men still can't donate blood unless they abstain from sex for 3 months. Why are there more rules in place here in Aotearoa?
Policy moves at a slow pace because we firstly need to protect those who need the life-saving blood. These people, they don't usually get the choice in what they receive because blood, first and foremost, is medicine, and we need to respect the stringency around that whilst trying to balance the equity in blood donation participation. But now that there are international movements in place, there is more precedent now in New Zealand to be making those changes. That's more like the UK and Canada, and now the US, because previously the New Zealand Blood Service lacked that international evidence. But now with that international evidence and with the local data that we do have now from our research with the Sex and Prevention of Transmission Study, we hope that our data will be critical to inform the blood service decisions to make their recommendations to MedSafe.
And historically, decisions around MSM donating blood have been connected in some way to homophobia and stigma around HIV. How much do you believe that the stigma is sort of prevalent and playing a part in decisions around blood donation today?
Personally, I don't believe that there is a lot of stigma around the creation of blood donation policies, especially for gay men. From my research at least, we, based on the idea that not all, well, no test is 100% effective, and there needs to be steps of safeguards in place. And one of those steps is that there are some people who may be at higher risk. Therefore, if we defer them, we reduce the risk at each individual step.
There's been some calls for a more individualised risk assessment for the eligibility of blood donors. Perhaps maybe you could talk about the next steps you'd like to see and what you'd hope to see come from the SPOT study in terms of broadening MSM's ability to donate blood.
Let's see. Okay, so our preliminary analysis tells us that gay men do want to donate and they do want to participate in this highly valued civic act. Our data shows that 4 out of 5 are interested in donating. most think their blood is safe, but most also think that the policies are discriminatory. So what we're hoping is that the SPOTS data will be able to inform the New Zealand Blood Service before they make their recommendations to MedSafe about the changes that they might make to the deferral policies that are impacting the gay community. We support the FDA's decision to move towards an individual-based risk approach to be more in line with places like Canada and the UK. Ultimately, it is in our best interest to have a safe blood supply that is sufficient for the needs of our country, but also to be more inclusive for those who want to donate. Policy moves slowly, but we're hoping that in the next 12 months, we can see a shift in our policy space as well to match those in international spaces.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.